America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
On the UB Sports Network, from Learfield, live from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Transit Road, this is UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold, presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, also brought to you in part by our Team UB partners, AdPro Sports, ComDoc, by WGRZ Channel 2, Nike, Pepsi, by Town BMW, and by New Era Cap. Now, with head coach Lance Leipold, here's Paul Peck.
Well, hi, everybody, and good evening as we welcome you to UB Football Insider from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Transit Road. It is Buffalo's original pizzeria. It is also a Monday night. We're always here with the show. Monday Night Football later, another chance for you to get out here and pick up your Iron Man card. So why don't you head on out to Transit Road here, Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, for what should be a fun evening on another beautiful weather night in Western New York. My name is Paul Peck. Coming up on the show for the next hour, we will dive into the Bulls' big win over Colgate Saturday, 33-10. Head coach Lance Leipold will join us for our next segment when he gets here after practice. We'll also talk to running back Emmanuel Reed, who burst onto the scene with 120-yard career-high performance in the game on Saturday. And, of course, we'll break down the game with Emmanuel and with Coach, let you get to know a little more about Emmanuel and talk about a whole bunch of stuff as it relates to the Mid-American Conference. And for that, we welcome in our buddy Brian Wolf, the Assistant Athletic Director for Communications, or as we affectionately like to refer to him as Mr. Mack. He is here to talk a little bit about what's going on in the conference, Brian. And every week in this spot, we're going to talk a little bit about the MAC guys that have burst on the national scene and are doing great things in the NFL. And we got a little longer list this week than we did last week, but we start off again with the guy who fantasy football owners all over the country have discovered and are loving, because Kareem Hunt had another big game, the Toledo grad, and another big one for the Chiefs.
Yeah, well, first of all, thanks for the promotion on air. I'm not assistant athletic director yet, but
appreciate the promotion. You are in my mind.
I know. Kareem Hunt, another fantastic game for the Kansas City Chiefs. Running all over those Philadelphia Eagles. I know John Fuller's not here yet for us to kind of rub that in.
He'll be in there later.
So, feel free to kind of get that jab when he's in on the final segment. But Kareem Hunt just finding his way in that offense, and it's not just run the ball, but he's been a pretty big threat in the backfield. As a receiver as well. And
another 50-yard catch yesterday.
I think he did. So I mean, it's just been an unbelievable start for him. And I know we're gonna keep talking about Kareem Hunt, but I got to throw this stat out here that I saw from Bruce Feldman as I was coming in. The NFL's leading rusher, leading receiver, leading tackler are all MAC guys right
now. That's awesome. That's fantastic. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I mean, well, you have Antonio Brown. I don't think surprises people is leading the NFL in receiving right now. But I think the big surprise is Jatavius Brown from Akron on the Los Angeles Chargers. He's the NFL's leading tackler. He's got 26 tackles through their first two games. 3-tackle lead. I mean, that might get broken tonight. I don't know. You know, with the Monday night game, if that'll stand. But as of right now, going into with one game left in week two, you have Mac guys leading in three categories.
And that's awesome. Jatavius Brown was an all-Mac guy, really good rush sack guy for the Akron Zips a couple years ago. One other cool stat, because you beat me badly with the stats there, but one other cool stat about Kareem Hunt, this courtesy of the NFL, only one player has ever scored more touchdowns than Kareem Hunt in his first two NFL games, and that player would be the immortal Dutch Sterneman from the 1920 Decatur Staley. So that tells you how amazing what Kareem Hunt has done in the first two games for the Chiefs.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you can break records from the early 1900s, I mean, that's impressive. You know, there's just – it's a totally different game now. There's so many different ways that teams operate. You're probably not getting as many carries as those guys got in the 1920s. You can – you know, related maybe back to Major League Baseball.
Dutch used to play hurt a lot,
yeah,
I can tell you
that.
Yeah,
so. You always think about baseball where you know, in the 1920s, guys pitched on 2 days rest, and now they have 5-6 days. I think it's the same way in the NFL where you have so many different packages that you're not getting as many opportunities as probably those guys did in the 1920s. So with Kareem Hunt joining that that record right there from 1920, that's really impressive.
All right, a couple of the UB guys had put their marks on their games over the weekend. Khalil Mack with his first sack, and Bo Oliver, the leading rusher for the LA Chargers.
Yeah, I was able to watch a little bit of that Jets Raiders game.
Painful for you, I know that.
Not really. I mean,
fan.
I kind of knew what was coming, but.
Glad you're realistic about your team's chances
this year.
Yeah,
I mean, it's hard not to be. But. Khalil Mack, I mean, three guys on him. Every single play. I mean, there's tight end help on him, so it's so hard for him to get to the quarterback. But he does, and he had his first sack. I think he had two tackles for loss. He had four tackles altogether in the game. But even those plays where it's not him, he causes so much disruption on that offensive line that the other guys are getting sacks. And Bruce Irvin is having a great start to the season. And then you go to the other team in the AFC West, and we already talked about him a little bit, in the LA Chargers, and you have Brandon Oliver, who he only had three carries, but he was the leading rusher, which I know
10 yards a pop.
I know it doesn't say a lot from Melvin Gordon in the game he had, but Brandon Oliver had a nice 26-yard run in that game yesterday, and he's just doing what he always does. He's great in pass protection for Phillip Rivers, and he's probably a reason why we didn't talk about him last week. Antonio Gates became the all-time leading tight end when it comes to touchdowns with a touchdown grab yesterday. Another Mac guy, a guy who didn't even play football in the Mid-American Conference. He was a basketball player. And, when his career's over, he'll be, right there in Canton.
Right. Broke the record of Tony Gonzalez. I think it was 112th touchdown catch for Antonio Gates. And, again, Kent State guy, basketball. But, again, one of the Mac guys doing some great things. You got a chance to watch a Mac guy tonight who burst onto the scene a little bit last year, Detroit Lions wide receiver Kenny Golladay.
Yeah, he had a great first week with those two touchdown grabs. And now he's on Monday Night Football. He's going on the road for the first time in his career, going down to the Meadowlands to play the Giants. So when you go on the road, it's a totally different game. And when you're in the spotlight, when Monday Night Football, you grow up watching Monday Night Football. You, as an NFL guy, that's where you want to be playing. So it's a great opportunity for him to showcase what he can do very early on in his career.
Speaking with Brian Wolf, Assistant Director of Communications for the University at Buffalo, Athletic Communications, Mr. Mack, as we like to refer to him. We'll touch a little bit later on in the show on what was a huge weekend for the Mack, a couple of really significant wins, and a really big game for the Mack that I'm really excited about coming up this week. But again, even here in Buffalo, we're proud of the conference and what the conference has done. And when you see a team knocking off a Nebraska like Northern Illinois did, it resonates through every player and every athlete on the UB team and everywhere throughout the conference.
Absolutely. I mean, it showcases what the league can do. And, whether it's Northern Illinois knocking off Nebraska or Western Michigan going in and putting a scare into USC in week one, Toledo had another big win against Tulsa this past week. And the MAC teams, they're going in. It doesn't matter the competition. They're going to play their hardest, and they will play to the final whistle. Sometimes it will show up in the score. Sometimes it might not. But every team knows in those Power 5 conferences, when they play the MAC, they need to be ready for that game.
All right, Wolfie, thanks for the update, the MAC NFL update. We do it every week here on UB Football Insider. We are at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Transit Road, Buffalo's original pizzeria. Come on out here tonight. Also Thursday and Sunday, you get your Iron Man card. You get to watch the Monday night game on the 12-foot patio screen. It's going to be another beautiful week of weather here in Western New York. Great patio to hang out here at Santora's. When we come back, UB football head coach Lance Leipold joins me to talk about the big win over Colgate this past weekend and another big one at home coming up Saturday night against Florida Atlantic. That is just ahead. This is UB Football Insider from Learfield.
From U Sports to the NFL, A-Turf synthetic grass fields are helping athletes have fun and perform at their peak. More than 30 Western New York schools and over 400 schools nationwide call A-Turf their home field. It's what the UB Bulls play on and the Buffalo Bills too. A-Turf Titan has the highest safety rating and the longest warranty. A-Turf, optimal performance for athletes, superior value for owners. Learn more at A-Turf.com. Blackout UB Stadium on Saturday, September 23rd, when the UB football team hosts Florida Atlantic. Presented by CSEA. Kickoff is at 7 p.m., but the excitement starts 3 hours earlier right inside Stampede Square with a family fun entertainment and concert by 90s rock band The Gym Blossom. Be sure to wear your Blackout game day gear and cheer on your Bulls. It's sure to be a night the whole family can enjoy. For tickets and more info, call 877-UB-THERE or visit ubbulls.com.
Attention Bulls fans, now introducing the latest and greatest addition to UB Athletics, the TriPoint team of Keller Williams Realty. The TriPoint team serves the Western New York community with buying, selling, and investing in real estate. For all of your real estate needs, call the TriPoint team, the MVPs of real estate, at 716-398-4425 or visit ubbulls.com/TriPointTeam. The TriPoint team, the official real estate partners of the UB Bulls.
This month at Town BMW, lease a 2017 BMW 320i X-Drive sedan for $295 per month. Only $295 per month. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville today.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offers special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, coach. Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town!
As the University of Buffalo's technology solutions provider, ComDoc worked together with UB to develop a comprehensive program that lowers overall printing costs by consolidating print resources and implementing initiatives that reduce waste. Choose the winning team and visit ComDoc.com or call 716-689-0202 to see how Buffalo's premier technology solutions provider can help you optimize your workflow.
Fans, come hungry to Stampede Square this year and be sure to visit the newest addition to the tailgating experience for 2017. Food Truck Row will be located next to the tailgate concert series for the first four UB football home games and will include Lloyd Taco Truck, the Cheesy Chick Food Truck, the Flaming Fish Food Truck, as well as the always popular Big Blue Food Truck. Food Truck Row will also add to the best tailgating in the MAC, which will also include live music, inflatables, and more. So come early and hungry to UB Stadium this season.
Shotgun snap on third down. Tyree going to fire deep downfield. Caught Mabry at the 40, 35, 30-yard line, 20-yard line, and tackled inside the 15-yard line. Tyler Mabry, the tight end, with a big gainer all the way down to the 14-yard line.
That was one of the biggest plays of the game from Saturday, a 58-yard pass from quarterback Tyree Jackson to tight end Tyler Mabry, helped set up a touchdown, one of the four touchdowns the Bulls scored in their first four possessions on the way to the 33-10 win over Colgate. Welcome back to UB Football Insider. My name is Paul Peck, now joined by Bulls head coach Lance Leipold with a chance to talk and recap and look back at some of the moments of that game. But even before that, coach, before we get into too much of that, what happened the day before the game is just as significant for your program and the future of the football program as big wins like the one over Colgate was. I want you to give everybody an understanding about how significant the announcement of a field house and the indoor athletic facility that will be construction will begin in the next couple weeks, what that means to you, your football team, and your program.
Well, it's a huge announcement, and it's going to be a great addition to you know, to our program, our athletic department, our community. It gives an opportunity for development of our players year round, inclement weather, obviously, but in the off season and times when we have conditioning workouts, when players want to go do things, it is so many uses that it'll have. Not just for football, but obviously that'll be a huge part for our program, but also for the, like I said, the whole athletic department.
Yeah, and the $18 million facility that'll cover over 90,000 square feet will be available to all the student athletes at the University of Buffalo, and it'll also be involved in other campus-wide events. And you know, and you and I have talked an awful lot about the recruiting game is an interesting one, and everybody that's trying to get the same players that you're getting love to find out some of your flaws and occasionally make people aware of that. And one of the flaws you've had to deal with was not having one of those facilities, one of only two schools in the conference that didn't. Now you don't have that to deal with anymore.
Exactly. And it's one of those things people ask you about your weight room. They ask about your locker room. They always want to see where they're going to, you know, where they're going to kind of house themselves for football, where they're going to work out, whether it be for weights and whether it be for, you know, off-season conditioning. And, you know, it's been that way here for a lot of coaches, that it's been an obstacle that you've had to work around. Now we're finally at a point where, you know, we're going to be able to show something off. And as soon as that hole gets in the ground, the better off we're going to be.
The groundbreaking will be on October 7th before the Western Michigan game. The field house will sit behind the scoreboard on the north end of the stadium. So not this Saturday, but the next home game that fans will be there, they'll maybe start to see some activity going on. Well, let's talk about Saturday's win against a Colgate team that comes up from the FCS, and anytime you play one of those, you want to show that opponent that this isn't going to be the day you're going to get one of your biggest wins in school history. You don't want there to be a letdown, and obviously your team didn't let that happen, scoring touchdowns on the first four drives. What did that tell you about the mindset of your team to be able to do that?
Well, I was very pleased with the way we approached it and the way they came out aggressively, and you know, the nice thing, Paul, was we had pretty long sustained drives throughout the day, which we wanted to try to do, create an advantage at the line of scrimmage, be physical, get a run game going. I think, you know, we really didn't have to throw the ball that many times, and all those were positives based on things that we had struggled on, you know, the first couple games and really, you know, some last year. So to have those things happen in such a fashion, to go in at halftime with such a commanding lead was, you know, great to see.
Speaking with Bulls head coach Lance Leipold, we are here at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Transit Road. This is the UB Football Insider Show. 302 yards rushing did not come by accident. It came because your team played well, your running backs played well, but it also became because you wanted to emphasize that part of the game. Take everybody into the coach's room and give us an idea of why that was part of the game plan, and then obviously when it works, there's a certain level of satisfaction for you and your coaches.
Well, one thing was, of course, just based on what we'd done the first couple weeks, we knew as we started to get closer to conference play that establishing a running game was going to be very important for conference season. Also, schematically, what they were doing, we felt there were things that how they were defending some things that if they were going to line up like they had the first couple games, that there were going to be some opportunities to run the football and run it well. And if they adjusted from there, then things would happen in the pass game. So it kind of played out that way. And, you know, again, as we saw, a very good day by, you know, Emmanuel Reed, Jonathan Hawkins only played a half a game, and then of course Tyree Jackson carried
all
the ball.
All with career high rushing totals in that game. We're going to talk to Emmanuel Reed. He'll be our guest here later on in the show. One more quick note on the offense before we talk about the other side of the ball. The draw play from Tyree has become a bread and butter play. I mean, I feel like you gain 7, 8, 10 yards, maybe more every time. But there were a few times where Tyree took a little pop from those safeties on that. Do you cringe a little bit when you see that?
Well, a couple times maybe in the second half. And it, you know, the second half wasn't, excuse me, not as clean as we might have hoped, you know, before. But you know, so you're kind of going it. You're up by a few scores. You're trying to get one more, and then hopefully we're going to be able to get Drew Anderson in, and then so you're kind of running something, but you're up three scores, and all of a sudden I kind of reminded the guys we are up three scores. We got to watch how many hits he takes.
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, it does. Everybody kind of loves to see Tyree run because he's so much fun to gallop is the word that I kind of use a lot to describe him. But you do worry about that a little bit. On defense, a lot of consistent pressure by a lot of different players. And then as the game goes on, you get a couple sacks by guys that a lot of fans might not know very much about. Chibuzi Onwuka, who's made his debut on the field this year. And then one of your grad transfer players, Kennedy Amesby. But talk a little bit about the whole group of front seven, the D-line, and the pressure you were able to put on.
Yeah, you mentioned a couple guys that are new to the program, stepping in, especially late in the game, making some plays. But, you know, we're able to get pressure. And what happens sometimes in games like this, and maybe if the matchup is in your favor, you see those things start happening later in the game when the other team starts wearing down a little bit. So I think, you know, the job Damone Harris, Chuck Harris, Chris Ford, Justin Brandon did early in the game starts wearing them down, and then as we start to make substitutions, a guy like Chibuzi, who comes in with great quickness, is able to make a play. So very happy with that. I thought we had a very solid performance defensively, Paul. Didn't tackle as well as we had the first couple games, and that is something, again, we had to point out today and keep challenging our guys, because as things kind of get more challenging on the schedule, we got to tackle well.
The Bulls right now number 4 overall in defense in the Mid-American Conference and number 4 overall in the country in pass defense. So a lot of things are happening very positively for Lance Leipold's Bulls, particularly on the defensive side of the ball. We're going to take a break. When we come back, time to talk about this Saturday's game against Florida Atlantic and their high-profile head coach. Going to be another fun night at UB Stadium. We will break down the Owls with Coach Leipold when we return to Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Transit Road. This is the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield.
You thought the closest you'd get to a UB football game was your big screen? Think again. Bulls fans, get in safe and secure with Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the University of Buffalo. Save the suspense for the game, not the gate. Know for sure that your tickets are 100% authentic, guaranteed, and ready for kickoff. Now there's nothing to keep you from seeing it live. Just go to Ticketmaster.com, search for UB football, and be a part of the big game.
On fall Saturdays, there's no better place to take in a Bulls football game than the Gashevitz Club. The Gashevitz Club provides Bulls fans with an unparalleled setting in which to experience a football game day at UB Stadium. Featuring club and lodge seating, premium parking, complimentary food and beverage service, and so much more. To reserve your seat in the Gashevitz Club, call us at 716-645-6867. Go Bulls!
This meant that Town BMW leased a 2017 BMW 320i X-Drive sedan for $295 per month. Only $295 per month. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville today.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offer special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, Coach. Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town!
Attention Bulls fans, now introducing the latest and greatest addition to UB Athletics, the TriPoint team of Keller Williams Realty. The TriPoint team serves the Western New York community with buying, selling, and investing in real estate. For all of your real estate needs, call the TriPoint team, the MVPs of real estate, at 716-398-4425 or visit ubbulls.com/TriPoint team. The TriPoint team, the official real estate partners of the UB Bulls.
Join us at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Hey, it's Paul Santora letting you know we have two great locations. One on Millersport Highway next to the Marriott, one on Transit Road next to Transit Lanes. We've got 60 taps, 66 TVs. All of our food is made to order with the freshest and most natural ingredients. Both locations have live music, Millersport on Friday, Transit Friday and Saturday night. There's no better place to enjoy football and hockey with great drink and food specials for every game. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill since 1927. Four generations strong, the only family to say we are the original. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Great food, great people, great beer.
Bulls fans, come hungry to Stampede Square this year and be sure to visit the newest addition to the tailgating experience for 2017. Food Truck Row will be located next to the tailgate concert series for the first four UB football home games and will include Lloyd Taco Truck, the Cheesy Chick Food Truck, the Flaming Fish Food Truck, as well as the always popular Big Blue Food Truck. Food Truck Row will also add to the best tailgating in the MAC, which will also include live music, inflatables, and more. So come early and hungry to UB Stadium this season.
the UB football insider from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Transit Road. Stop at Santora's for the 1927 special, a medium pizza and mini pitcher of our own 1927 Amber Ale for just $19.27. Upgrade to a large pizza and a pitcher for an additional $10. We want to remind you the UB football team will be back at UB Stadium this Saturday when they host Florida Atlantic. It's the annual blackout game, and fans are encouraged to wear black to the game. Back for its fifth consecutive year is the Tailgate Concert Series. Be sure to arrive early and catch 90s rock band The Gin Blossoms. Kickoff is slated for 7. Gin Blossoms hit the stage at Stampede Square at 5. For tickets and more information, visit ubbulls.com. Back with head coach Lance Leipold. Let's talk a little bit about the Florida Atlantic Owls. And amongst teams in your little world of the group of five, probably none has gotten as much publicity, and people don't know as much about the Owls as any other team by nature of having Lane Kiffin as their head coach. He's a high-profile kind of guy that certainly moves the meter a little bit, doesn't he?
Well, you know, he has a unique history to his his resume. Became a head coach at an awful young age. Got an NFL head coaching job at a very young age. His father is Monty Kiffin, who's been, for our NFL fans, kind of the inventor of the Tampa 2 defense. And his father is with him as kind of an analyst, helping with the defense. His Lane's brother, Chris, is his defensive coordinator. But, you know, Lane's a guy that's been at, the Oakland Raiders, USC, Tennessee, and then was the offensive coordinator a lot of years with Nick Saban. So highly successful, offensive-minded guy. And then he has Art Briles, his son, Kendall Briles, from Baylor as his offensive coordinator, and that's the offensive style that they've decided to go with.
Interesting bit of trivia for Bulls fans. Lane Kiffin will be the second former NFL head coach to coach a game at UB Stadium, the first being Dave Wannstedt, who coached the Pitt Panthers at a game in 2009 at UB Stadium. Of course, he was formerly the Dolphins and the Chicago Bears head coach. So Lane Kiffin's team is 1-2 to the season. They've had to deal with the hurricane issues down in Boca Raton, Florida, where the school is located. They had to stay in Wisconsin following their game against the Badgers until Wednesday of the following week before coming home and then beating Bethune-Cookman, their FCS opponent, 45-0 this past week. Ran the ball for 439 yards. So what have you seen through their first three games? They lose at Navy, they lose at Wisconsin, then they beat an FCS team in Bethune-Cookman.
Very athletic team, much like, schematically they're different, but very much like the team that we played when we went down there a couple years ago. Very athletic in at all positions, especially at the receiver and the defensive back positions, and a team that's going to spread you out and try to create running lanes. You know, many times with the Baylor hurry-up offense, the no-huddle, much like Bowling Green did a couple of years ago under Dino Babers, kind of what they're running at Syracuse right now. It's not that they're going to spread you out, but they're also going to spread you out to create running seams. So it'll be a challenge, a unique challenge for us. And they've shown flashes against Wisconsin to drive the ball very well. Haven't watched as much of the Navy game I'm going to tonight. I know that game kind of went on forever. It was at Florida
Atlantic.
They had
a couple of lightning delays, right?
So they've kind of gone through a lot. But it's credit to their coaches to get them back on track with a big win at home this last week, of course, with a lot of distractions down there.
Right. Now, obviously, they don't have quite the level of personnel that some of those Baylor teams had, and Bulls fans will remember when the Bulls went down to Waco and played Baylor, and Baylor obviously came here as well, too. There's no RG3 Heisman Trophy candidate winner or quarterback, but are the concepts the same?
Yep.
Are they trying to run the same things? And they did have two running backs go over 100 yards rushing this week.
They are, and they're using a lot of different things to get the ball in different people's hands. I've said there's the same type of personnel, but at the same time they've brought in a pretty good group of transfers of late, graduate transfers, junior college transfers. So they've kind of flipped the roster in a short period of time. So there's like one receiver just was deemed eligible off suspension last week. I think another one's coming back off suspension. So who knows exactly what's going to show up here, but I'm sure they're going to be very talented and ready to go.
Speaking with Bulls head coach Lance Leipold, this is UB Football Insider. We're at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Transit Road. We're getting you ready for this Saturday's kickoff against Florida Atlantic, 7 o'clock kickoff at UB Stadium. That game 2 years ago was a significant win for your program to go on the road it was so hot that I remember down there. And of course, the perception is that a Florida team is going to have a lot of those really athletic South Florida players, which it sounds like you're telling me they do, yet your guys were able to force them into mistakes that wound up being the keys to the game. The guys that were there 2 years ago, can you tap into a little bit of that for this game to say, hey, they might be fast Florida Miami guys, but that didn't stop us the last time?
There's guys that are still that were on that trip that remember that game, especially defensively. I think we had 3 defensive touchdowns and a safety. And it was a good trip. It was a good, actually it's a beautiful stadium. It's a nice place to play, but it was extremely hot that day. So I think there's some things that when you look at it, sometimes when you play another group of 5 schools, so to speak, in non-conference play, there's an unknown. So having the chance to play them a couple years ago does show us that, we can line up with them.
You like your fast Florida guys like Emmanuel Reed,
yeah.
Right? That's
yeah.
What you like, those
yeah.
kind of Florida
right,
guys.
Right, so. I do. Emmanuel's a... he's a great young man and very happy for his performance. He's been patient. He's waited, and in fact, when he was sitting here waiting, I was trying to remember when Rob Ionello and I were in a car late January recruiting, it'd be 2.5 years ago. And we got a phone call about Emmanuel being available. And, of course, now you can pick up your phone and, you call up the highlight and you take a look. And we're like, we don't have enough guys like this. And of course, we were able to get on the phone with his coach and then track down Emmanuel, get him up for a visit. And we're excited. He's a great young man, great personality. He brings a lot of quickness and speed to our offense. We look forward to continue that happening.
Emmanuel will be our guest in the next segment, but I want to ask you one quick question about Emmanuel, and we'll talk a little bit about with Emmanuel about this, and he's probably tired of hearing us talk about the fact that he can use his height to his advantage, and really running back is probably the only position on a football field where you can be a little shorter, so to speak, and still be super effective. So as a recruiter, how do you view that, and how do you say, okay, maybe he's not 6 foot, but a 5'7", 5'8" running back can be just as good?
Yeah, you could say a little bit at some of the receiver spots as well and match up. When you look in, especially in our conference, I think when you look at players with great speed, many times it's going to be someone that maybe a Power 5 school said didn't hit the measurables. And Emmanuel probably has that. But the thing about Emmanuel that he is, he's strong and he runs well within the tackles. And I think what you're alluding to, Paul, is that his height allows him to get lost behind linemen for a second. But what he has as good as anybody in our program is his quickness and burst, that once the little seam is there and the hole is there, he has the ability to hit it quickly and come out of there.
Yeah, I in my role, I'm always looking for words that can accurately describe how players play, and I felt like I kept going back to the word darts.
Yep.
As he went through holes, because I thought that was as good an explanation and descriptive as I could say. He darts through the holes.
Yeah, and I think that's true, and again, about just thinking about Emmanuel's, how he's evolved here in the last couple of years and what he's done. He's gotten thicker, he's worked on the weights, I think he would tell you that a year ago his hands weren't exactly where he needed to be as somebody going to catch the ball out of the backfield. And Coach Kolnicki challenged him about, you'd have to ask him when he comes up here about how many balls he needed to catch a day and were there or a week and how they were doing that. And there was a noticeable difference in how he caught the ball in fall camp, that he's not a guy that maybe has to come out of the game in a passing situation, what he has to do. And now he becomes more of a threat.
All right, Coach. Well, good luck for the rest of the week of practice. And sounds like the weather's going to be great again at UB Stadium. And it's kind of fun to have a bit of a high-profile opponent with a guy that you've seen roaming NFL sidelines. You've seen him at Alabama. You've seen him at Tennessee. There's a fun aspect for it. I'm sure you as a coach like a little challenge like that, too.
Yeah, it'll be good. It's not about for sure, and it's about what our players do. But to have somebody that's coached on Sundays and coached in national championship games and in the college football playoff is an exciting challenge for our football team. And you know, we had a great student crowd too. It was a good,
it
great
was
crowd,
very
you know. And for that, you know, we have a blackout coming, and hopefully, you know, our students are going to turn out again and be a difference in the game.
All right, that's Saturday night, a 7 o'clock kickoff against Florida Atlantic. Stampede Square will open up at 4:00, and the Gin Blossoms take the stage in Stampede Square at 5:00. Coach, thank you very much. Good luck the rest of the week. Good luck on Saturday. When we return to Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, the aforementioned Emmanuel Reed will join us to talk about his career-high performance and his bursting on the scene for Bulls fans. That is when the UB Football Insider Show continues.
This is Buffalo's home for ESPN Radio, 1520 AM WWKB Buffalo.
Support the Blue and White Fund, the fundraising arm of UB Athletics, and help build a strong foundation for years to come. You can play a critical role in making UB New York's public powerhouse. Invest in excellence. Invest in the future. Invest in UB Athletics and our student athletes. Log on to BullsBlueAndWhite.com for more information.
This meant that Town BMW leased a 2017 BMW 320i X-Drive sedan for $295 per month. Only $295 per month. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville today.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offers special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, Coach. Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town!
Attention UB Bulls fans, students, alumni, and staff. Are you shopping for a mortgage? Call Premium Mortgage, the experts in home financing and the official mortgage lender of the UB Bulls. Premium Mortgage has local Western New York processing and underwriting and offers a large variety of financing options and competitive rates and terms. Call now to speak to one of their educated and experienced loan officers at 716-633-0501 or visit premiummortgage.com. 2150 Worley Drive, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14221. Equal housing lender, licensed mortgage banker, NYSDFS, NMLS number 92181.
From U Sports to the NFL, A-Turf Synthetic Grass Fields are helping athletes have fun and perform at their peak. More than 30 Western New York schools and over 400 schools nationwide call A-Turf their home field. It's what the UB Bulls play on and the Buffalo Bills too. A-Turf Titan has the highest safety rating and the longest warranty. A-Turf, optimal performance for athletes, superior value for owners. Learn more at A-Turf.com.
As the University of Buffalo's technology solutions provider, ComDoc worked together with UB to develop a comprehensive program that lowers overall printing costs by consolidating print resources and implementing initiatives that reduce waste. Choose the winning team and visit ComDoc.com or call 716-689-0202 to see how Buffalo's premier technology solutions provider can help you optimize your workflow.
Hi, I'm Tomo Dobrosavage, last season's winner of the hit show, The Biggest Loser. Start your own journey toward health and wellness by booking a stay at The Biggest Loser Resort, Niagara. I've stayed there, and it's amazing. They have world-class trainers, expert nutritionists, an award-winning spa, state-of-the-art fitness facilities, and their new independent health aquatic center. Call 888-945-6737 to book your stay at The Biggest Loser Resort, Niagara, and begin your own transformation. Call 888-945-6737 today.
First and goal from the 10-yard line. Emmanuel Reed on the right hip of Tyree Jackson. Anthony Johnson motions to the left. Hand off to Reed. Sprints to the side at the 5. Touchdown! First career score for Emmanuel Reed. And the Bulls are 3 drives and 3 touchdowns. And there it was. The first career score for Bulls running back Emmanuel Reed. Part of a career-high 120-yard rushing performance in UB's win over Colgate on Saturday, 33-10. Welcome back to the UB Football Insider Show. We're at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Transit Road. They got Monday Night Football here tonight. It's the Lions and the Giants, and this is the place to come watch it. It's not too late to compete for the Iron Man Challenge, but you got to be here, pick up your card, and hang out and watch the game on the big 12-foot screen here on the patio. Emmanuel Reed joins us now. You got a favorite NFL team and or NFL player, Emmanuel?
It's got to be the New England Patriots. It's got to be Tom Brady.
You're not supposed to say that around here now. You know, I know you're from Florida, but you are in Buffalo now. You're not really supposed to say that.
Yeah, I know. The Bills and the Patriots are in the same division, but it has to be New England.
All right. You know what? Can't argue with you. It's Tom Brady. It's the Patriots. So, well, Emmanuel, give me a sense of what life has been like a little bit for you the last couple of days, where you get that first chance to really go out and play. You run up the career high. You score the touchdown. Did you get a lot of pats on the back and a lot of people around campus giving you the thumbs up a little bit?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And support back home. A lot of my close friends back home been giving me congratulations, and definitely people around the school have been telling me how much I did a good job. But I think it's a good thing.
All right. Well, tell me a little bit of back home. It's Crestview, Florida, which is on the Panhandle in the Tallahassee area. Tell me a little bit about what it was like to grow up there.
Oh, definitely. Big in sports, definitely. You know, just being like competitive out there. It's definitely a great place to grow up, going to the beaches and everything like that, but it's definitely big in sports.
Well, you heard Coach and I talked a lot about Florida Atlantic having a lot of South Florida players. Do you guys up in the Panhandle sometimes get a little annoyed that when everybody thinks of Florida players in college football, they're usually referring to the Miami and Lauderdale guys?
Definitely. People in the Panhandle, we definitely have a little chip on our shoulder. We definitely want to show people that we can also play. We can also play the game of football too. It's just not about the people down south, but it's about the people in North Florida too and Panhandle.
Well, you certainly could play at Sebastian River High School. 27 touchdowns your senior year, a career that totaled over 5,000 yards rushing and 59 touchdowns. So take me through this amazing career that you have, and then the process of being recruited. And Coach talked about getting the call saying, "Hey, you might want to come look at this Emmanuel Reed." Take me through a little bit about how you wind up from Crestview, Florida, up to Buffalo.
In Crestview, Florida, and going to Sebastian or River, I was fortunate enough to have a really good senior year, and I was able to meet a lot of great people down there, and I talked to a coach on the phone, and he told me that we want you to come on a visit. He wanted to see how my size, and he just wanted to get a chance to meet me. And I told him I was really open into coming to Buffalo and meeting him, and I was really excited to come.
Never had any hesitation to get out a little bit of your comfort zone being in Florida?
Oh, yeah, definitely being in Florida. You're trying to and you hear people about saying, like, Buffalo, how it's so cold. You definitely get a little scared about the snow and everything like that. But, like, when I was actually got an opportunity to come and see everything, and I was with the snow, it wasn't so bad. And I was like, this could be actually a great place to stay.
You have an older brother, Micah, who was an outstanding running back at the same high school, was recruited by a lot of big-time schools, wound up playing for a while at Central Florida. What did you learn from Micah's recruiting process that helped you in that as well?
Oh, yeah, definitely. He helped me a lot, and I learned a lot from him. He definitely helped me to stay patient and to stay true to who I was. And my dad also helped me a lot through the recruiting process. But seeing my older brother go through some of the recruiting process and some of the schools, I was able to see what schools are good schools for you, and like what coaches actually care. And when I came to Buffalo, I know that Coach Lipo and Coach I and Coach K, they really care.
Well, I think everybody that had a chance to see you run for the career high numbers on Saturday is going to obviously make the comparison because of your size to Brandon Oliver. And I don't know how much you knew about Bo, the all-time leading rusher here. Now, we talked about him earlier in the show, being in the NFL now with the Chargers. I think you guys are a little different in style, but you're not different in the fact that you can look each other in the eyes a little bit, which is a good thing for a running back.
Yeah, well, obviously Bo, he's a great running back. He's doing really good things in the NFL right now. And it's always a good thing to be compared to somebody like that. So I just let it fill me, and I'm just trying to be the best version of Emmanuel right now.
You know, I always chuckle a little bit, and when I saw this in preseason camp, it's just a funny image of you standing next to Tyree in the backfield. There's a little over a foot difference in height, but again, you have been able to figure out, much like Bo did, how to use that 5'8" size of yours to your advantage. Give everybody a little sense of how that's not a liability for you at your position.
Oh, it's definitely not a liability, because like you said, playing the position I play, I think this is one position that where you can be a little bit undersized, because of some of the things that I do. I'm able to get in between the tackles. I'm able to pass I'm able to pass pro a lot better and use my hands a lot. And I think it's more of an advantage than a disadvantage to have.
Coach talked in the last segment about how you were challenged to become a better pass receiver. And he said, he goes, ask Emmanuel how many balls he caught during the offseason, how much time he's been spending with the jugs machine. Tell everybody a little bit about that and how that's got to be a part of what your job is too.
Yeah, Coach always preached a 1,500 catch club in the summertime. And, like, me and the other guys, the RBs, we try to go out every summer, every day of the summer to work on ball catching drills, and we at least caught like 80 balls a day, and I think that allowed me to have better hands out the backfield returning and a lot.
All right, that's something we're hoping to see a little more as you get integrated more into the offense. We got another segment coming up with Emmanuel Reed, but we want to let Bulls fans know that they can skip the lines and go mobile. Get the most flexible ticket option for UB fans. You choose the number of tickets, the date, and the event. For more information, visit ubbulls.com/mobilepass. We're at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Transit Road, Buffalo's original pizzeria. More with running back Emmanuel Reed as we get you ready for Saturday's game against Florida Atlantic. It is coming up. This is the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield.
Join us at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Hey, it's Paul Santora letting you know we have two great locations. One on Millersport Highway next to the Marriott, one on Transit Road next to Transit Lanes. We've got 60 taps, 66 TVs. All of our food is made to order with the freshest and most natural ingredients. Both locations have live music, Millersport on Friday, Transit Friday and Saturday night. There's no better place to enjoy football and hockey with great drink and food specials for every game. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill since 1927. Four generations strong, the only family to say we are the original. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Great food, great people, great beer.
You thought the closest you'd get to a UB football game was your big screen? Think again. Bulls fans, get in safe and secure with Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the University of Buffalo. Save the suspense for the game, not the gate. Know for sure that your tickets are 100% authentic, guaranteed, and ready for kickoff. Now there's nothing to keep you from seeing it live. Just go to Ticketmaster.com, search for UB football, and be a part of the big game.
Blackout UB Stadium on Saturday, September 23rd, when the UB football team hosts Florida Atlantic, presented by CSEA. Kickoff is at 7 p.m., but the excitement starts 3 hours earlier right inside Stampede Square with a family fun entertainment and concert by 90s rock band The Jim Blossom. Be sure to wear your Blackout game day gear and cheer on your Bulls. It's sure to be a night the whole family can enjoy. For tickets and more info, call 877-UB-THERE or visit ubbulls.com.
This meant that Town BMW leased a 2017 BMW 320i X-Drive sedan for $295 per month. Only $295 per month. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville today.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offers special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, Coach. Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town.
Attention Bulls fans, now introducing the latest and greatest addition to UB Athletics, the TriPoint team of Keller Williams Realty. The TriPoint team serves the Western New York community with buying, selling, and investing in real estate. For all of your real estate needs, call the TriPoint team, the MVPs of real estate, at 716-398-4425 or visit ubbulls.com/TriPoint team. The TriPoint team, the official real estate partners of the UB Bulls.
Look at that mouth. That poor, parched mouth. What'd you eat for lunch? Chalk dust? Did your face storm a sandcastle? You're being awfully quiet. Is that because your mouth feels like the business end of a Dremel saw? Is it because your mouth just wrote a haiku and all 17 syllables are dry heaves? Right now, your mouth could be tongue-bathing in the refreshing citrus kick of Mountain Dew. Instead, it feels like you've been motorboating King Tut's sarcophagus. Show some mercy. Crack open an ice-cold Mountain Dew. Ah. You know your mouth wants you to. Do the do.
Welcome back to UB Football Insider as we continue from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Transit Road, It is Buffalo's original pizzeria. Continue to be joined by Bulls running back Emmanuel Reed. You might have caught us at the very beginning of the break there, saying, I said, the weather's supposed to be in the 80s all week long. You must feel like you're back in Florida a little bit.
Yeah, I definitely feel like I'm back home a little bit, but it's always a good thing to have the sun out a little bit.
Right, you know, maybe with Florida Atlantic coming up to town, maybe people were hoping it would get like into the 50s and those guys would be a little uncomfortable. Doesn't look like that's going to happen.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it's going to happen, but I mean, we're going to play them, and they're going to show up, and no matter what, we expect good results.
Talking with Emmanuel Reed about Saturday's game against the Florida Atlantic Owls. Weekly Keys to the Game report is presented by Town BMW, the official auto partner of UB Athletics. What do you know about the Owls at this point? A Florida team as well, but what do you know about them? What have you gotten into this early in the practice week, and what do you feel like the challenge is going to be for you guys?
Watching film, they're definitely an athletic group. I think they're definitely a good fast football team. I think they're pretty athletic in their ends and their DBs, and I also think they can tackle good. But I mean, it's going to be a good challenge for us.
Yeah, well, you guys got the running game going with a significant commitment to it this past week. Both you and Tyree Jackson and Jonathan Hawkins, all with career high numbers in the game. Talk about the rotation with you and Jonathan, when you get them in, when you get your chances, and then talk a little bit about what the offensive line has started to do for you guys too.
Yeah, Jayhawk, he's a good back. So the rotation, he obviously starts off the game, and I don't have a problem with that. But the rotation is me and him. We share. We try to share our reps, but we try to take advantage of our reps. We just try to push each other, and I think that we're doing good so far.
And your different style running backs too, which probably helps to keep a defense on its toes.
Yeah, Jayhawk, I'm more of the quick, elusive, like smaller back. Jayhawk, he can bring a little power. He can also bring a little speed. Jayhawk, and he can also give you some moves. He has a lot in his arsenal. So he's really good.
The offensive line has been very solid through the first three games, better than solid in protecting the quarterback, but opening up some holes for you guys. And we saw some of the benefits of that in the game. Give me a sense of where you're at with your development with those big guys up front.
Oh yeah, I think we're improving every day, and I think that's through hard work, through practice, and I think you can see that. Just out of this game right here, they've been working hard every day at practice. So and they expect good results.
How much time do you need to feel comfortable, and how much time does the line need to feel comfortable with the way you want to run, the way you're gonna get your reads and your keys and play off the blocks and things like that?
With us, I think it's just straight off the bat. Coach preaches start fast. And so first play, we need to feel comfortable at what we're doing and our scheme we're trying to run.
All right, you had the 10-yard touchdown run. I think you had a couple runs a little longer than that. But when do you think you're ready to sort of debut one of those breakaway long big chunk plays from Emmanuel Reed?
Oh man, hopefully this Saturday.
You're ready, huh? That's the part of the game we haven't quite seen yet, right?
Yeah.
Right. Well, Emmanuel, enjoy the week of practice. Going to be fun for you. We're excited to see you be a bigger part of the offense. And I think a lot of fans that were kind of wondering about a running back position that didn't bring back, obviously, Jordan Johnson, who had graduated, kind of heard a little bit about you and Jonathan Hawkins. I think we're starting to see that you're going to continue that fine tradition of running backs here at UB.
Yes, sir.
All right, he is Emmanuel Reed. He is the Bulls running back coming off a career-high 120-yard performance. Your next chance to see him is Saturday night when the Bulls host the Florida Atlantic Owls. It's a 7 o'clock kickoff at UB Stadium. Stampede Square opens up at 4 o'clock. The Gin Blossoms, classics from the 1990s, will take the stage at Stampede Square at 5 o'clock, and then Emmanuel Reed and the guys will shoot for second win in a row, starting with kickoff at 7 o'clock. One more segment to go here on UB Football Insider. We're at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Transit Road, Buffalo's original pizzeria. We'll talk about a big weekend this past weekend and some big games in the Mid-American Conference when we return. This is the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield.
Block out UB Stadium Saturday, September 23rd, when UB football hosts Florida Atlantic. Kickoff is at 7 p.m., but before that, enjoy a concert from the rock band Gin Blossoms. Wear your blackout game day gear and cheer on your Bulls. For tickets and more info, call 877-UB-THERE or visit ubbulls.com.
The Hyatt Regency in downtown Buffalo is the perfect place for your parents to stay when they come to visit you. The Hyatt Regency Buffalo is located within walking distance to over 50 restaurants and clubs and has great amenities like a 24-hour fitness center, free Wi-Fi, and a full-service spa on property. It's perfect for your parents and just far enough away from UB to eliminate those unannounced morning drop-ins on you. The Hyatt Regency Buffalo.
On fall Saturdays, there's no better place to take in a Bulls football game than the Gashevitz Club. The Gashevitz Club provides Bulls fans with an unparalleled setting in which to experience a football game day at UB Stadium. Featuring club and lodge seating, premium parking, complimentary food and beverage service, and so much more. To reserve your seat in the Gashevitz Club, call us at 716-645-6867. Go Bulls!
Attention UB Bulls fans, students, alumni, and staff. Are you shopping for a mortgage? Call Premium Mortgage, the experts in home financing and the official mortgage lender of the UB Bulls. Premium Mortgage has local Western New York processing and underwriting and offers a large variety of financing options and competitive rates and terms. Call now to speak to one of their educated and experienced loan officers at 716-633-0501 or visit premiummortgage.com. 2150 Worley Drive, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14221. Equal housing lender, licensed mortgage banker, NYSDFS, NMLS number 92181.
Block out UB Stadium Saturday, September 23rd when UB football hosts Florida Atlantic. Kickoff is at 7 p.m., but before that, enjoy a concert from the rock band Jim Blossom. Wear your blackout game day gear and cheer on your Bulls. For tickets and more info, call 877-UB-THERE or visit UBBulls.com.
Welcome back to UB Football Insider. We're at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Transit Road, Buffalo's original pizzeria. We are here every Monday night to bring you the live broadcast of UB Football Insider, recapping the past game, previewing the next one. Of course, for the Bulls, that Saturday night at home against Florida Atlantic, a 7 o'clock kickoff. Joining us for our weekly segment is Assistant Athletic Director for Communications, John Fuller. I've already dubbed Brian Wolf Mr. Mac. I don't know, we need to come up with a nickname for you as well, too.
We'll come up
work
with
on that.
Yes.
All right. Before we talk a little bit about what was a huge weekend for the MAC, the win over Colgate gave you and the staff a lot of chance to pull some pretty neat little tidbits about what the win meant and some of the things that happened in the win. So dazzle us here, John.
Sure. Well, I think the one thing that fans have noticed this year is just the explosiveness of this team and the big plays that this team can produce. I mean, already this year we've had six plays of over 45 yards. Compare that to last year, we've had five all season. You know, the Bulls are going down and we're scoring early. We scored in the last two games, we scored on our first drive. We only did that once all of last year. And then and against Colgate, we scored 20 first quarter points, excuse me. And last year, the last time we did that and scored that many points in the first quarter was against Temple back in 2007. We scored 21 points. So, you know, I think a lot of that has to do with just some of the explosive players we have. Look at Anthony Johnson, obviously, just really kind of burst on the scene. I haven't figured this stat out yet, but I have to go back and look. But I can't, and maybe you can think about a player, but I can't think of a player who has started his first three games of his career as a Bull and have a 45-yard catch in each of those three games.
Wow, that's
right.
Cool.
They had a 50-yarder against Minnesota, 52-yarder against Army, and then a 46-yarder against Colgate. I mean, I look back, Naaman Roosevelt
Naaman or Alex Newt, it wasn't one Naaman, of the great receivers that have been here.
Yeah, so it's exciting time for this team. You can really see it kind of coming together, and the guys are bought in, and it's fun to be around.
Yeah, and it's going to be a fun game Saturday night with Lane Kiffin and the Florida Atlantic Owls coming into town. Well, this was amongst one of the bigger weekends for the Mid-American Conference. Anytime a MAC team can go into Lincoln, Nebraska and come out with a win against the Cornhuskers, that had never happened before. No MAC team had ever beaten Nebraska. Northern Illinois did it mostly on their defense, but the significance of that win and for the second straight week a MAC team beats a Big 12 team in Kansas, these are the kind of wins that resonate nationally.
No question about it. It seems like, I mean, we talk about it every year. There's a Big 10, or excuse me, a MAC school that knocks off a Power 5 opponent, or sometimes two MAC schools. And again this week, I mean, Northern Illinois goes to Nebraska and you know, they played very well defensively. They didn't have to do a lot offensively. They had two pick sixes for touchdowns. They just took advantage of that and were able to pull out the win. And anytime you can go on the road and win in a Big Ten stadium is huge. And then Ohio goes and beats Kansas pretty handily at home.
Yeah.
beat a Big 12 Kansas team. So, you know, it puts this conference on the map and just gives us more and more recognition.
Speaking of putting on the map, I feel like there's a game this coming weekend that could put the MAC significantly on the map, and that's a game that involves Toledo on the road at 14th-ranked Miami. And the Rockets have been outstanding. They're the only undefeated team in the MAC at 3-0. They just won their last game 54-51 at the buzzer against Tulsa. So I don't discount the fact that Toledo could go down to Miami and win that. And if they do, kind of puts them on the track that Western Michigan was on last year.
Yeah, no question about it. If you remember Western Michigan last year, they had some big non-conference wins against Big Ten schools, and then set themselves up to go, and then went undefeated in the Mid-American Conference, and set them up to play in the Cotton Bowl, and got in where the New Year's Day's bowls. Toledo can do that as well. I think the win this week, and then if they can, you know, run the table in the MAC. Fortunately, we don't have to play Toledo this year, which is nice.
Until the MAC championship game,
yes,
right?
Yes, exactly right. But you know, they have a quarterback in Logan Woodside who is the real deal.
Yeah.
You know, and they can put points on the board against anybody, and they could be a fun team to watch.
Another interesting game: Kent State at Louisville. Kent State will be the Bulls' next opponent 1 week from Saturday. Bulls in Florida Atlantic Saturday night at UB Stadium at 7. Gin Blossoms on the concert stage at 5. We'll see you next Monday from here at Santora's for the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield.
On the UB Sports Network, live from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold has been presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Also brought to you in part by our Team UB partners, Ad Pro Sports, New Era Cap, by WGRZ Channel 2, by Town BMW, Comdoc, Nike, and by Pepsi. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the UB Sports Network. America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.